Blog Talk Radio.
With the number one overall selection. How does an undrafted prospect turn into a Hall of Famer? Can't be measured. A route can't be put on desire. Small school, big school. You have to be the best to get paid.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchand. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we bring them to you today here on the C2P platform. And we have a fantastic guest for you today. It's the Western Illinois linebacker, Brett Taylor. Brett, welcome to the program. How's the day treating you so far?
Those days going by great. You know, thanks so much for having me. It's an honor.
Oh, thank you. Now, I hate starting the show off like this, but I got a bone to pick with you. Do you think you could have been a little bit more productive in making tackles for your team?
I think so. You know, I want to win a national championship coming into the year. So maybe if I would have made a couple more tackles, we would have made a deeper run in the playoffs. But it's been a great journey.
It has. And then, folks, if you're familiar with Brett, you know I'm scorching him because he was one of the most productive collegiate linebackers in the nation. He basically averaged almost 150 tackles over the last 3 years. I think 469 total, 29 of those came in his freshman year. And ever since then, he is just producing like a madman. And for you, growing up, Pop Warner, Pee Wee, did you play all the sports as a kid? And when did football become maybe it was your favorite early on, but when did it kind of take hold of you and kind of be the path that, you know, led you to where we are now?
I always played football growing up, flag football, JFL, junior high, high school. But I think after my sophomore year in high school, I was a big, big baseball fan growing up, but baseball kind of just got a little bit boring to me, a lot of standing around and stuff like that. I still love the sport, but football kind of just took control, and I was like, wow, this sport's amazing. I love this sport, and I want to play it as long as possible.
Awesome. So kind of take us through the next phase. You're playing football. I'm sure you played all the levels. I'm sure you played multiple positions. But how do you kind of start to find yourself on the defensive side, and how do you kind of know that you're a linebacker?
Growing up, I always loved watching linebackers. I'm a big Packers fan, and I loved watching, like, Nick Barnett play, A.J. Hawk, all those guys growing up. And then in my hometown, where Western's at, they always had great, great linebackers. They had Brian Cox, Javon Milton, Eddie Hartwell. So Western's always been, like, a big, big linebacker school, and I love to tackle people, and I always thought I was kind of a little too more athletic to play D-line, even though D-linemen are pretty athletic now. But I just love the linebacker spot.
Awesome stuff. And then one thing leads to the next, and then you're off to the collegiate level. In high school, what other schools were looking at you, recruiting you at the college level, and how did you end up at NIU? Or WIU.
You mean Western Illinois? It's all good.
Yeah,
it's all good.
Yeah,
I had three offers coming out of high school. I had Missouri State and Eastern Michigan, as long as Western Illinois. I only took two official visits, though. I visited Western and Missouri State. But just meeting all the players and the staff, and it felt like home, And I wasn't done playing football in Macomb yet. All my my family and fans had come to all the games, and I just felt like most comfortable here. And I felt like Western was a place where I could make the biggest impact on and off the field. So that's where I decided to stay.
It seems like a fantastic choice for you, Brett. I don't think you could ask for a better way. Like you said, maybe some more championships and all the accolades with wins. But in terms of personal accolades, I mean, just all the things I think you could covet and want. Once again, Brett Taylor, the Western Illinois standout linebacker, taking some time and helping peel back the layers so we can find out what this young man brings to the table. He could be playing defense for your favorite NFL team in the not-too-distant future. Again, we're about, what, 4 weeks away before we get things started in Texas for the 2018 NFL draft. I'm sure it's an exciting time for not only our guests, but so many other of these young prospects making their path towards this next level. So you arrive at Western Illinois. You start doing your thing. I mean, when does the idea that what you're doing on Saturday can get you a shot to play on Sunday?
You know, when I came in, I was a pretty confident young freshman, but I got humbled real, real quick when I got redshirted my freshman year. And then my freshman year, I was just playing special teams, you know, a couple backup reps. Didn't get a little play it that much. Ended up starting the last three games of the year, redshirt freshman year. And then junior year, I just felt everything was starting to click, you know. I was learning the defense perfectly, and I was just able – total full of confidence, and the game was slowing down, and as a result I was able to make a lot of plays. And then after that year I was like, wow, I might actually have a chance at this, and just went from there.
And then the rest is history. And for you, I mean, we know production there, but I mean, kind of start finding letting us know, I mean, scouts are breaking down tape, you're in the film room with them, Brett. I mean, what do you think they're going to love about you? What are those characteristics and qualities to the position that they're going to fall in love with and want to bring you aboard their roster?
If you watch film on me, I don't think you'll find anyone that's more consistently around the ball every single play. If I'm not making the tackle, I'm right next to the guy that did make the tackle. You know, I just love taking pride and always be and being an effort guy. You know, I know I'm not the fastest or the biggest or anything like that, but I'm really, really football smart, and I have a good football IQ and diagnosing plays before they happen, and it makes me look faster. So, but I don't think anybody will ever consistently beat me to the football when you're watching tape.
Nice. And do you get criticized at all? I mean, you know, it's kind of like a tight end. If you have a tight end that catches, you know, 90 footballs and they're not a good blocker, if you have a guy that catches 5 balls and they're not a good route runner, I mean, you having so much production in the box, I mean, do people wonder about your other skills and just in terms of maybe dropping back in coverage or maybe just being a guy blitzing? I mean, do you get that at all?
Yeah, I've got that throughout this process, you know, but it's kind of funny. They don't even say that I can't cover or I can't drop back in coverage or anything like that. They just say my top end speed's not there, but they love my film and they love everything about me on film. So it's just finding the right spot at the next level, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you're not alone. Like I said, there's so many dynamics, and sometimes I think they make it too hard on just the obvious of, you know, critiquing things. But again, that's what they're paid to do, and we're paid to make them want them to want you and bring you aboard their 53-man roster. We kind of mentioned the things that you do great on the field that they can see on tape. Anything go unnoticed? I mean, you kind of hit on it. I assume this for Peter, but I guess I'm just jumping the gun here. But, I mean, maybe you're a film junkie, weight room warrior, team leader. What are some of those characteristics that they can't necessarily see on tape that would help them, you know, kind of identify you as a big guy that they want to bring on?
I'm always the first one into the locker room every single day for weights or anything like that. I'm going to show up an hour before. I love trying to beat the strength coach in the morning. You know, we got weights at 5:30, and I try to beat them there every day. It was kind of funny, though. but sometimes I try to beat them there at 4:30 just to be the first person in the building at all times. So, and I love getting after with the guys in the weight room or conditioning or anything like that. And then a lot of people don't know it, but with, like, football IQ and being just a film junkie, my past 4 years I've had 4 different defensive coordinators, and – they've all chosen me to run the defense and give all the calls on the field. So I just think that's a tremendous honor, and I was blessed to have 4 great D coordinators that was able to learn a little bit from each one and just try to make the best product possible.
Awesome, and that's why we love having you guys on the show. Those little tidbits that you just maybe not necessarily see on a college bio or reading how fast you want to run or how much production you have. It goes a long way knowing that you were able to kind of do what you do and be the leader and kind of produce them like you have with 4 different coordinators. That's awesome stuff. Once again, Brett Taylor, Western Illinois standout linebacker. He's kind enough to share some of what he does on the field and why he's one of the top prospects from the smaller school level, if you will. And we know we've had a lot of guys from your conference on the show. We're based near Youngstown, Ohio, so I'm sure you're familiar with the Penguins and you being the
mm-hmm.
Missouri Valley Conference. So like I said, I'm sure you've had your battles with those guys as well. Do you get comparisons to anybody? I mean, it's a cliche question, but sometimes it helps our listeners identify with you a little bit more. I mean, do your teammates, family, friends ever say, hey, you know, we're watching the such and such game, and when we see this guy, it kind of reminds us of you?
Not so much my family members. You know, they just try to make me be the best Brett Taylor I can be. But I've heard from a couple scouts, like a Blake Martinez type of player on the Packers. Heard that a couple times.
Yeah.
But
nice. Mm-hmm. You had to love that, being a Packers guy and them comparing to Blake, right? Give you some.
Yeah, that feels pretty right? good. And he led the NFL in tackles this year too. So he had a really good year.
I know he's a machine out there, man. I mean, that kid gets after it. Talk
mm-hmm.
about productive. That's awesome, though. I love hearing the Packer reference again, the Martinez and yourself, especially like you said, you saying you're a Packers fan growing up and mentioning the Nick Barnetts and all those guys. I loved hearing a little
mm-hmm.
bit of a flashback of those names. For you, I mean, Northwestern Pro Day, that was not too long ago. Kind of take us in through that, and how did you feel the day went for you?
Northwestern Pro Day wasn't the best, to be honest. I didn't run good times or anything like that. But then we had a Pro Day just 2 days ago, or last Wednesday at Western Illinois, and I was able to get some good times in, and I thought it was a pretty, pretty good day. Got some good feedback right after that, and position drills went well. Even started off with the defensive back, so I felt super athletic just doing a couple drills with them before going into linebacker drills. But it was overall a good day, and I put it all out there.
Awesome. I mean, you don't have to reveal who. If you want to, you can. I mean, sometimes it's a, you know, sometimes people want to tell everyone. Sometimes want to people. But how many teams do you think you've spoken to? And if you want, who do you speak to so far?
I can't put a number on all that stuff. But I've talked to a couple teams, and man, I just hope I get that call on draft day. You know, and team wants me either, whether it's undrafted free agent or anything. So I'll just keep that all sealed for right now.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Like I said, it's one of those things. I mean, I'll have kids call and say, hey, can you tell the Twitter world that, you know, or something, or, you know, vice versa. You know, we get the information, and then
mm-hmm.
the agents call and say, hey, don't share this with nobody. But, hey, whatever you guys want, we're here to make everybody happy here on the C2P. Once again, Western Illinois standout linebacker Brett Taylor's taking some time sharing what he brings to the table. Again, very, very talented young man. So glad that he took some time to share it with us. Before we let you go, though, we always like to have some fun with you guys. You ready to take a shot with some off-the-wall questions?
Go for it.
Okay. Now, your head coach or former head coach, Charlie Fisher, I believe he went to Arizona State, I believe. But his time at Western Illinois, did anybody do a great impersonation of him, and would they do it in front of him?
Oh, yes, yes. So we have a talent show right after camp each year, and we got our long snapper, Hunter Varga. He absolutely nailed it. It was perfect. He did it right in front of him, and Coach Fisher got up, and he was dying laughing. It was really, really good, but he does it all. He's very, very talented at impersonating them.
Excellent stuff. And how about this one? This is not for everybody, but it's an in vogue thing right now. Your cleats, your spikes, what you wear on your feet, people get a lot of things painted on there, or ideas, themes. If you could have anything sprayed on your shoes, what would you want to see?
Ooh, if I could have anything sprayed on. I think if you put like a dumbbell on it, it'd be pretty cool. You know, like spray painted a little dumbbell. And instead of the weight, you just put huge under the – instead of like how heavy it weighs, just put huge. I think that'd be pretty cool. I've never thought about that, but I think that'd be pretty cool.
Oh, that was awesome. That's a great answer, man. That was superb. And then the final one, I think this is the question I think you guys enjoy answering the most. I should probably just ask this question at the top of the show and then hit end. But female celebrities, if you take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, who you can ask to join you for dinner?
If any female celebrity?
Yes, sir.
Is that what you said? To go on a date?
Yes, sir.
Ooh. Well, I don't know if she's listening or not, but my I have a fiance right now, so I'll just have to say my fiance. She's a celebrity in my mind, so Madison Leffler for sure.
Nice. There you go. You get ding, ding, ding. You get the brownie points there. So, dude, you were fantastic. And, again, doing some of my YSU stuff, I'm very familiar with you. So, I mean, there's nothing better than putting binoculars on guys and then having you guys on the show. It kind of wraps everything up and mentally to kind of find out where you're coming from and, you know, putting that with the guy we see on the field. You just crossed all the T's, dotted all the I's, man. You're fantastic. So, hey, best of luck in the coming weeks, and stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, my man.
Hey, thank you so much. It was an honor being on your show. I really appreciate you reaching out to me. Thank you again.
No problem at all. Once again, this is Brett Taylor's show, the C2P. If you want more of this particular show, you simply type in his name, followed by the 2018 NFL Draft Blast. You can find it on iTunes and Block Talk Radio, and then we'll be blasting it out to the Twitterverse so you guys can find out more about this young man. Fantastic guest. As always, Brett, we appreciate you sharing your time. As always, folks, have a great day, and thanks for listening to the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.